Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. What a morning here at Power 93.5. This is one of these moments in time. It's historic. It's rare. It's special. And I just thank God that I'm alive to live it and experience the moment that the city is experiencing right now with our Olympian, Nico Hernandez.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's one of those staples that we're going to be talking about in the Wichita community for a while. And the fact that he's here and the fact that we could talk with him and we could share it with you guys is great.
He's here. We've been talking about it, Christina. The Olympian, Nico Hernandez, in the building. Good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm still a little sore and trying to recover from my fights, but I'm doing good.
Wow. Now, see, I wouldn't have thought about that because, the last time you fought is about a week and a half ago?
Yes.
Yeah, and we were talking off air, and I was asking about the downtime in between fights because I just thought it was kind of crazy how you fought one day, got a day off, and then fought again. Man, when you beat the guy, the one fight that got you into the medal round, that guy was a pretty tough guy to take down.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everybody there for a reason because they're all the top best athletes in the world. So, I just went in there, and I just put my focus on my opponent, and I went to work.
I was talking to your dad, and Lewis is here with us as well. When we talked last week, you were talking about him just doing what the coaches said, and he was going to be okay, and he nailed it. And it's got to be extra sweet for you because I know you did some coaching with him as well.
Yeah, most definitely. I've been coaching him since he was 9 years old up until, still coaching him. I was up at the Olympic Training Center also helping them, trying to give him the right direction to put him in also, right. Which they bring some different things to the table also. They offer different things, which is not a bad thing. They teach more like an international style, which is good, which helps him a lot, also as well. They don't try to change his style, but try to add on to a little bit. So, it was a bonus, so it came together pretty well.
Yeah, it really did. And how was that for you with the coaches? Like, Nico, you got to do this, do that, or keep doing this. You must have listened to him because it worked, man.
Yeah, at the beginning when I first started training with them, I was like, man, this ain't my style, not used to this, but the coach has a lot of experience. So I started listening to him, the stuff he was telling me started working. So yeah, he knows what he's doing, so I'm going to listen. A lot of my fights went out there, I lost the first round. I came back to the corner. He explained to me what I need to do. I adjusted to what I had to do, and I came out the victors.
Yeah, you sure did, man. You did it strong. Did you understand just how crazy the city was going? Was your dad trying to explain it all to you? I'm sure he was.
Yeah, but I didn't really notice until, I got back to my room on the Wi-Fi, and I was on social media, saw everybody at the watch parties, just going crazy, chanting my name. I was like, dang, man, my city really is behind me.
Yeah, all the way, man, and they're still behind you. Wichita loves you, man. And like your dad's been saying a lot about how you've worked hard, you put in the time, you've been disciplined, you haven't been out there being a knucklehead. And I think you're a role model for a lot of other young people in our community to kind of follow your lead. And if you put your mind to it, you can do it.
Yes, sir. And I'm trying to inspire everybody, not even just the youth, but people that are older than me also. It's never too late to do what you want to do and follow your dream.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Nico Hernandez, man. I just feel like I could sit down and talk to you for a couple of hours, and it still wouldn't be enough time. That is so awesome. Okay, Saturday, it's a big day.
Yep.
Parade and the whole nine yards.
Yes, sir, I'm ready. Can't wait.
How do you feel about going back to your old stomping ground at North High School?
Oh, man, bring back a lot of memories. That's the best school in Wichita.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of pride at North High, and the Sherman Paget and the whole faculty, staff, and administration are so proud. All the students, all the North High alums, all the hundreds and thousands of them in Wichita, man. You are the best news to come out of North High in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. we had a lot of great athletes come out of there.
That's so true.
A lot of great people, so just hopefully the keep carries on. Hopefully there's more after me.
That's what I like about your son. He's very humble, Lewis. I just watching his facial expression after I said that, just very, very humble. And I think that's a reflection on you, too, as his dad.
Yeah.
Look at that. Dad's humble, too. Look at that. I think Dad kind of blushed over there.
He kicked out a little bit.
Dad stuck like me.
All right, Nico, it's awesome. And then the big party later on that night at Cortez?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So it's going to be a long day for you.
Yeah, I'll get through it.
We'll have a recovery day. It's cool.
Yeah.
He knows how to rest it up.
And at Cortez, we'll hand out those Power 93.5 Nico Hernandez t-shirts, which people are going to be going crazy to get one. But you guys are the first to get them this nice. Morning. How about nice. That?
Yeah, appreciate it.
No, we appreciate you, man. Nico Hernandez. Yay. 3.5, our Olympic bronze medalist. Did you bring the medal because a buddy of mine wants me to bite it?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, let me see it. Right, let me see it.
What?
Oh, my God. I'm going to hold it.
God.
Oh, it's in a wooden case.
I'm touching the box. Oh, that was strange.
That is so awesome.
What?
Can I hold it? Can I hold it?
Oh, I touched it.
Be careful.
It first.
Don't you dare drop that medal.
It's not like it's made of glass. Oh, my God. This is so freaking
can
cool.
Can I see it, please?
Fine.
Give it to me now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's heavy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
They were kidding when they said it's made of bronze, man.
Uncle Emiliano's taking a picture right now. This is awesome. Can I bite it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here it goes.
Oh, my gosh.
This thing is massive. All right, Nico Hernandez. We're going to put some pictures on Facebook this morning. You guys, can they follow you on Twitter, Nico?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at Nico the Boxer and on Instagram at Nico M. Hernandez.
All right, you got it. Nico Hernandez this morning with the Hitman of Christina, our Olympian, our hometown champ here on Power 93.5. Thank you, Nico.
Thank you.
Power 93.5, we're all Nico this morning with the Hitman and Christina. And if you guys didn't see it, it's on Twitter right now. It's on our Facebook page, the picture of me biting Nico's bronze medal. Nico, were you okay that I bit your medal, dude?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was fine with it.
The look on your face was like, is he really biting my medal?
Yeah, I might have to sanitize a little bit later.
Let's talk about your boxing club, man, because I don't think a lot of people realize that your dad has had a boxing club going on at 18th and Market for a number of years. And we were talking about the time that you trained for the Olympics. I want to talk about the boxing club first.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. It's the address is 1901 North Market. It's called Northside Boxing. My father, Lewis Hernandez, he's the coach. And my uncle Pat, and also my cousin Jeremiah. And it's not like a real nice gym, like a YMCA or anything. It's more older style, like a Rocky gym, you know, kind of beat up.
Yeah.
That's so
cool.
It's
more like a ghetto gym, yeah.
That's the way a boxing gym should be.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Right?
Yeah,
so coming in there to go to work.
Yeah, so it's more old school, no, we don't got no AC and no heat in there.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's definitely. Yeah.
It's intense.
Yeah, definitely intense.
That's why he had to fight light flyweight, because he's like...
Exactly.
That's awesome. Dad, we know the boxing club, but we were talking about the time that your son actually trained. A lot of people don't realize. Break it down for everybody.
Oh, yeah, he went through some things. You know, he had suffered a concussion, got in a car accident, and basically what everybody don't know is he only trained 2 weeks for this, 2 weeks and 2 days. For the Olympics.
Wow.
But we don't like to say nothing. You know, we don't want to, you know, be all sore, say, well, we lost the fight because of this. We don't like making excuses, you know.
Right.
It is what it is. You know, God's blessed with the talent. You know, we just asked God to, you know, do what he had to do for him, you know, and he did it, you know. But, yeah, basically, so that's all it was, you know. I mean, he had to suffer some injuries, you know, and he overcame a lot of things, you know, to fight. And he pulled out a lot of heart, you know, and then plus the talent, you know, that he's been blessed with. And then the training he's had, you know, through the years. So he really pushed through, and then the support that we have from Wichita, you know, all the people back at home pushing him, and all over the United States, you know, pushing him. So he had a lot to fight for, you know, and fought through his injuries, and plus he fought for America, you know.
Yeah, he sure did. Mm-hmm. Man, represented our country very strong, man. One of the things that I noticed was trending on Twitter, excuse me, and Facebook was your tattoo that you have of the American and Mexican flag together. I think that is so awesome, and it's all over the internet.
Yeah, I know a couple people did it, like a little story on my tattoos, but you know, all my tattoos mean something to me. So.
Yeah, that's
how it should
as
be.
They should be, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I asked your dad this question last week about what's next. A lot of people, you know, there was a newspaper article, what's next for Nico Hernandez? I know now you're just kind of relaxing and taking it all in, and as you should, you've earned a time to breathe a little bit.
Yes, sir.
But have you and your dad sat down and talked about what's next on the horizon?
No, we haven't really talked about it yet. We're still thinking about it. But I'm just getting over this busy schedule, and then then we'll start thinking about it a little bit more and put a little bit more time into it. But yeah, I'm not sure if I'm gonna stay for 2020 in Tokyo. If I'm gonna go pro, I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, well, look, Dad, if he did this in 2 weeks and 2 days, imagine what he could do if he gets ready for Tokyo. And I mean, look, he was getting ready for these Olympics. There's no question about it. But like you said, the car accident and all these things that sidelined him to get you back on track.
Yes.
Was there a point for you, Nico, with all of the obstacles that Dad talked about that you said to yourself, like, man, I don't know?
Yeah, well, when I got to Brazil, we got there the 20th. And the first day we got there, we ran on the track at night at the Navy base. And, I rolled my ankle. So I was off my ankle for like 8 days. It was like all swollen and fat. You know, I didn't think I was going to be able to fight.
Oh, wow.
And like one of the doctors, you know, she helped me to do therapy and stuff for like 8 days straight. So after the 8 days, then I finally got to start walking on it. And then I guess God just blessed me, you know. He let me be good for my fight. And, you know, we just taped it up and stuff. And I just went out there and did what I had to do.
Just kept trucking along.
That's powerful. Yeah, your dad just showed me a picture of your ankle. Wow.
Yeah, it looked like there's a little baseball on my ankle or something. Yeah, it's pretty swollen.
Yeah, that's, man, that's all the more reason, man. It means you got heart. I love heart.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, man.
Heart of a lion.
There you go. Yeah.
That should be
the motto. Nico Hernandez, heart of a lion.
Yeah, definitely.
We just created it. All right, Nico, I know you got a lot going on this morning. We'll let you get down the road. We're going to get those Nico Hernandez Power 93.5 t-shirts for you right now. We'll put a picture of those on our Facebook page so you guys know what we're handing out for free on Saturday night at Cortez Mexican Restaurant, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, man. God bless you. We're so proud of you. Nico Hernandez this morning at Power 93.5. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. Nico's still hanging out with us. I think Nico, you want to be in radio. This might be your second career, man. We're going to have to get you some headphones, have the Nico Hernandez radio show. What do you think?
Yeah, I do need a backup plan.
We're just going to get him a microphone and put him in your seat, Christina.
Oh, good. You're coming after my job. I see how it is. Duke's up, man.
Oh, no.
I can take you.
Yeah,
you. I can't take you.
No, you'll lose on that one.
I will definitely lose.
Nico's looking at you like, you don't want to do that.
I got proof.
All right, Apple a Day, we're giving it away with Taco Bell and iPod Nano. We were supposed to do this, or iPod Touch. It's an iPod something.
Yeah,
we were supposed to do it at 7 a.m., but we weren't able to because, I'm sorry, Nico was just a little bit more important, okay?
Exactly.
So we'll take the 93rd caller at 869-1093, 869-1093 to win an Apple a Day right now on Power 93.5. Let's go. Here's some great new music for you this morning. Kungs versus Cook. On three burners. They call the track This Girl. Power 93.5. Again, thank you. Nico Hernandez, Dad Lewis, Uncle Emiliano for coming by and being with us this morning at Power 93.5.
That was so much fun. I really enjoyed myself. They're nice people.
And, you know, we had them get here at 6:50 a.m. and they were here. They were on time. But they just left.
I know.
Because they were hanging out with us. And, you know, just so down to earth, just good people.
I'll say.
It feels so good, you know?
I know. Like, normally if we have someone in here, like, they're on a schedule, so they gotta go. And they were on a schedule, too, sort of. Like, they knew they had another thing to go to after this. But they stuck around. They enjoyed spending time with us, I think. And I definitely enjoyed spending time with them.
Yeah, no question about it. This is how classy this young man is. You know where he's going after he leaves us? He's going to the hospital.
That's right.
And I heard the story from Uncle Emiliano. There's an older gentleman in the hospital who's in rehab.
Oh.
And kind of lost his motivation a little bit to started watching him, tracking him, as words of encouragement, you know, just the way Nico was in the media and just seeing Nico and the whole story. The guy got motivated, started doing his rehab. You know, sometimes, and having lived my life as a person who's endured a very serious body injury, you reach a point where you're just like, I don't care anymore. And here was a guy who was at that point, and because of Nico, he got remotivated, started doing his rehab, and so they became friends. So now Nico is going to the hospital to see this man and tell him, I'm here, brother. Keep fighting.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that awesome?
That is. I had no idea that that was going on. That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm already seeing books and movies for Nico.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's me. I'm like, okay, let's do it all.
Sky's the limit.
My goodness. Good times this morning at Power 93.5. Nico Hernandez, what an amazing story. It's the Hitman and Christina on Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.